I wanted to share, this is not my message, but the other day I was thinking about all the afflictions, and I remember reading in the tract just before Jesus comes, and I think I've read that here before, but he made a statement in there. He said, our bodies will be afflicted, and we'll be amazed at the power that Satan has to use against us. Anyway, that kind of came to my mind that, you know, it's, I do believe we're living towards the end of time. I want to look at Psalms, the 23rd chapter. It says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. I want to just mention just a little bit this morning about our need for the shepherd to lead us in our lives. And the scripture talks about that, and Jesus mentions that in the New Testament. He called himself the good shepherd. And he said, my sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. And we have a great need as sheep. You know, the tendency of sheep have to be tended, they have to be cared for. They're not like a lion. Sheep are vulnerable, they're weak, and that's the way we are as people. But we have a wonderful blessing that God has promised to guide us and to lead us in life. And some of these verses are mentioned here. He said, he leadeth me beside the still waters. I believe the Septuagint mentions the waters of rest. He leads me to the waters of rest. So God wants to, I believe, lead us in our life. And I want to say, it's not always easy. I don't want to make it, I want to say I struggled different times trying to know the will of God. Greatly. And sometimes it is a struggle. I don't believe, I'd like to learn more. I don't believe it's meant to be complicated or hard, but there are a lot of voices in the world. There are a lot of influences in the world today. And we want to be tuned in to where we could hear our shepherd's voice and follow his lead. And we are very needy for that. Isaiah 53 has a verse that says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And that's the tendency of sheep. They go astray. They get off the path. Talked just a bit in Sunday school about people coming in the 11th hour. It's because people have strayed so many times in their hearts and their minds. They've been overcome. They've been deceived. There's been things happen that have got them off path. But the Lord has promised, being his sheep, he's promised to lead us. And we want to look to God for that leadership and that guidance. And I was thinking back in my life, since I've gotten saved, I've had a desire for God to lead me in my life. And I've taken it seriously. That's not to say I haven't made mistakes. But I've had that desire for the Lord to want to lead us, and I believe that's important and vital. Because we're not going to be led if we don't have that willingness of heart. If we don't have that willingness and that desire for God to lead us, then we're not going to be led. And I want to look at another scripture in Isaiah, the 48th chapter. It kind of brings this verse out. Isaiah 48 and 17, it says, "Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go." So he's the Lord that will teach us to profit and to lead us by the way that we should go. Now, there are other scriptures I wrote down. Proverbs 21 and 2, "Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord pondereth the heart." And another verse, "There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." The enemy does, the enemy is wanting to lead us also. The enemy would like to lead our lives. He would like to ensnare us, entrap us, cause us to fall. And I believe the Lord, it's very important to be able to, when we're looking to God for His leadership and His guidance in our lives, I feel like it's important to be patient in our heart and our spirit to wait upon God and look to Him for His direction. I want to mention the scriptures. The scriptures they're a guide to us. God will not lead us contrary to what the Bible teaches. It will be in harmony with the scriptures. This is our leading. This is our roadmap. These are the things that we want to take heed to. But I also thought about our motives. Psalms 139 is another scripture. Psalms 139, verse 23. He said, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." You know, we need the Lord to turn the spotlight into our inner being, the motives of our heart, why we do what we do. And I'm going to say that's not always easy to recognize our motives. You know, sometimes, you know, there can be some things in our heart that's working that shouldn't be working. And he said here, his prayer was, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me." If our motive is wrong, if the desires of the heart are wrong, then the actions are going to be wrong. We're starting out wrong. The motives of our heart, and I feel like that's why sometimes it's a process. When we seek God for His will to be done, I've got to examine, what do I want God's will to be done, or am I wanting to do my will? Do I really desire for God's will to be done in this matter, or am I wanting to? Is self getting involved? And sometimes it takes a little waiting upon God, praying, "Help God, help us to have, search us, and know my heart, try me, and then lead me into the way everlasting." And I believe the Lord can help us. We need God to search us. Because the scripture we read said every way of man is right in his own eyes. So we need the Lord to search us and to try us, and he would lead us in the way everlasting. Psalms 32. Psalms 32, he said, I will instruct thee, verse 8. Psalms 32, verse 8. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Be ye not as the horse or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. So here's another promise that God has given us, that he would instruct us, teach us in the way, and guide us with his eye. Now, for us to be guided by God's eye, there's going to have to be a close connection. You know, our eye, we gain knowledge from our eye, we're able to see, we're able to do things through our eyes. And that's the way I believe we're to be with God. God's eye sees what he wants us to do. We're just a part of the body. We're a member of the body. And we just respond to what the eye and the mind is telling us. But that means that there's got to be a close connection. And there's a lot of things that can interfere. There's a lot of the cares of life, the deceitfulness of riches, all the trouble and the things that are going in the world. There are a lot of things that can get in our mind that kind of put a distance between us and God, that we're really not in tune or in touch with what he's wanting and what he's desiring. But he said, be not ye as the horse or as the mule that have to have a bit. God doesn't want us to have stubbornness or rebellion to do our own thing. And that's what many people do today. They're living in rebellion against what God designs and what God wants. There was a message, a statement made in the messages there at LaRonda's said that self is the root of idolatry. Self is the root of idolatry. And I believe that. I believe the human heart, man, there's a stubbornness, there's a something in us that just wants to do our own thing at times. But we're going to have to be willing to be led if we want God to lead us. Another scripture brings that out. Jesus said, except you become as little children, you'll not enter the kingdom of heaven. And we notice that children have, it doesn't take very long and you have trouble, but most of the time children, 3-4 years old, you can get them to do what you want them to do. And I believe that's what the Lord wants us. He wants us to be his children in our spiritual lives and our connection to him, that we're willing to follow his path and his ways. Who are we to say, my way is best? That's a scary thing to say, I know better. I want to follow. I'm going to do what I want to do. That will get us into trouble. It will get us into problems every time. But if we'll take the time to wait upon God and look to him and allow him. In the Psalms, the 23rd chapter, he talks about, he said, he leadeth me in paths of righteousness. God will always lead into right living. He will always lead into holiness. There in Jesus, when he talked, teaching his disciples how to pray, he said, lead us not into temptation. You know, the enemy wants us to be led into temptation, not God. And so we want to recognize that we have weaknesses, we have areas that we're more vulnerable than what we are in other areas, and we want to guard ourselves and allow the Lord to lead us and help us in those areas, but it will always be in the path of righteousness. You know, if it's getting me closer and more involved in the things of this world and the spirit of this world, I don't believe that's of God. I don't believe that's of righteousness. So we can recognize that the enemy works also. Another point I believe that's important too, we must believe that God has a desire to lead us, that He wants to lead us, and He has the ability to lead us. We have to have faith. We need to believe when the scripture mentions that he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. When we're looking to God for guidance, it's important for us to believe and exercise a faith and confidence. Lord, I know that you're able to show me what to do. You're able to show me the right way. You're able to guide and direct me. I know many times the Lord will bring open the Bible up and read a verse, and it's just like, wow, there it is. You know, it just has a way of opening. God has a way of opening up those things to us when we're looking to Him. And I feel very blessed in my life because I feel like the Lord has led me in so many. And I'm not saying I haven't made mistakes, and I've made failures and mistakes. But I've seen God guide and direct me. I've seen Him help me make good choices and good decisions. And the Lord can help us. He wants to lead us and He wants to help us. And we must believe that He does. It takes some time. It takes patience. It takes working with. It's not like it just, you know, you pray the first prayer and boom, you've got the answer and you're off and running. Sometimes it takes time. I remember, I don't know if you remember, Brother Leslie told an incident. Somehow he got in his mind that the Lord wanted him to move to New Mexico. That's what he got in his mind. He felt like the Lord was leading in New Mexico. So he went to New Mexico. And I think he took 2 or 3 days, and he prayed, and he prayed, and he was looking to God, and he decided, he felt like, no, that's not what the Lord wants. That's not the Lord's will for what he wants him to do. And I know Brother Leslie was a very patient man. He was, but things come to our mind all the time. I mean, it talks about Satan appearing as an angel of light, too. And it just takes time and patience for us, I believe. I know sometimes it just comes, if we know it's unrighteous, if we know it's against the scriptures, we can cut it off right there and say, no, that's not the Lord leading me. But there are other things that, like the example I gave you, that are not really sin or evil, that we want to be able to take time and look at God's leading. I want to get another verse in the book of Acts, the 16th chapter. The book of Acts, the 16th chapter. And the now I need to get in the right book here. I was in Romans. Acts 16 and verse 6. Acts 16, verse 6. Now when they had gone through Phrygia, and the region of Galatia, and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia, after they were come to Mysia, they essayed to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not. And they, passing by Mysia, came down to Troas, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. And after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us for to preach the gospel unto them. And so they did. They went to Philippi, and that's where a congregation was established. But they were, I want to notice these thoughts here. It said the Spirit, it said first they were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia. And then it said afterward they come to Mysia, they essayed to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not. So, I don't know, the Lord closed the door, and I believe in this strongly. I believe the Lord can open doors, I believe the Lord can close doors. And he mentioned that in Revelations. He said, I can open a door that no man can close, and I can close a door that no man can open. How it presented itself, I don't really understand. It doesn't give us all the details, but apparently there were things, perhaps in circumstances, that wasn't working out for them. And so there was a time of, you know, God told them to preach. They'll preach the gospel in all the world. And the Lord was working with them, but the Spirit forbid them to go into Asia at this particular time. And they were seeking God, and then Paul in a vision, a dream, whatever it might have been, he saw a man, and then it said, assuredly gathering. So they were seeking God, they were looking to God, and then the Lord gave Paul that dream, and it gave them confidence of the direction that the Lord wanted them to go. Assuredly gathering. Now I want to, I like this illustration because, I don't know, it just sticks to me, but I like the illustration of a jury. You know, a jury, they've had a lot of trials lately, haven't they? But the jury has to look at all the evidence to make an impartial verdict. You can't just look at a portion. We've got to look at all the evidence. We've got to have hearts open for God. We can't just make a verdict on what I want to do, or we're going to be misled, or we're going to fail. And many times, when there's a failure, most of the time it's I don't believe it's on the Holy Spirit's part. I believe the Holy Spirit leads unerring. I believe he's right on target. The gift and the calling of God are, it says, without repentance. The Lord knows what he's doing. But on our humanity side, sometimes things can happen. But a jury looks at all the evidence, and that's what we want to be able to have our hearts open and to look and pray and ask God, Lord, help me to follow your lead. Help me to follow you, the path, the course that you want me to follow. Help me to make the right decision of what you're wanting me in my life to do. And I feel like, you know, a jury is able, after looking at all the evidence, They're able to make a verdict. They're able to come to a decision. And I believe God wants us to be able to have those places in our life where there's firm decisions made through the avenue of our relationship with God and the Holy Spirit, convictions to follow God's path, to follow His leading in our life. I believe we can come to those places. But if there's not enough evidence, there's nothing wrong in just being patient and waiting upon God until the green light comes. You know, if we feel uncomfortable in our spirit, if we feel a caution, a reserve, question, it's probably better for us to continue to pray and seek God and look to Him until the light is green. This assuredly gathering, I believe the Lord can give us an assurance in our heart. I believe He can help us to have an assurance. I felt really challenged, seeking God to, some of these things came to my mind. But I want to be able to know the Lord's voice. I want to be able to follow His lead with His eye, to be connected to Him, to have my heart and my affection for God's will to be done in my life more than anything else in life. You know, Hannah Smith in her book, she said, as long as one shadow of our desire remains, there's going to be a shadow on the comprehension of God's will. And what she's saying is there is, as long as the heart is not surrendered, if the heart is not surrendered to God in the situations that we're seeking God for the Lord to have His way, then there's going to be a shadow. In other words, I'm not going to be able to discern the will of the Lord for my life like I would like to. We have to come to those places of surrender, allow God first place in our lives, doing His will, living for Him, and I believe the Lord can help us. And He can give us an assurance in our hearts. He can help us to be able to make a good choice and a good decision. And I thank the Lord today that He has the ability. He not only has the ability, He wants to. He has a strong desire for us to lead us in our lives. And you know, if the Lord's not opening the door, we probably ought to back off a little bit. Not knock the door down. We get in trouble. We get in trouble when we try to barge through the door. But the Lord has a way. And I found even working with people with this, I've prayed this way with people. Lord, open the door. Open the door of conversation to their heart. Open a place where I can be a testimony and a witness for You. And I've seen the door. The Lord has them. And I believe it's a good way to pray. Lord, open the doors. And the Lord can open. I've seen it happen time and time again. It wasn't me. It was just the Lord. Just like for here, it was the Spirit of God leading them. And it's so right. When the Spirit of God leads us, and He helps us to be a blessing to others, it's just, it's a wonderful, wonderful thing to be led by the Spirit of God in our lives. And I just want to encourage us this morning, be patient, wait upon God, trust Him, keep giving yourself to Him and looking to Him. And I know sometimes it can be, there can be a temptation to be discouraged about it. Well, I prayed about this and the answer hasn't come yet. But let's not give up and just make a decision. Say, well, God's not going to help me. I've got to do it myself. No. Believe that the Lord wants to guide us. He does. He has a strong desire to lead us in our lives. He's the shepherd of the sheep. And he can lead us, like it read there in Psalms, he can lead us by those restful waters. He can lead us into green pastures, a place where I'm able to be fed and nourished by the Spirit. If I get outside of the Spirit of God, I lose my nourishment. I lose the blessing that God wants me to have. But if I'm allowing him to lead me in my life, then I can be nourished and I can be by those waters of rest. And the Lord wants to lead us in our lives. He wants to, I believe, lead us down to the very end. And I thank God today that the song we sing, it says, God's way is best. You know, compared to, and then he also said, had I the choosing of my pathway, in blindness I would go astray. If we just take our own path and we do our own thing, then we're going to come short. But they that wait upon God and trust him and seek him, the Lord can lead and help. Anyway, I'm encouraged in the Lord's leadership and his ability to lead us. Appreciate your attention.